The word today is praise. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Our attitude and mood has much to do with the act of praise. If we are downhearted or distressed, we don't feel too thankful. So then it's a good idea to think about the blessings we receive from God. We will then become more thankful to Him. Here to focus on this act of worship is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Praise.
God has blessed His people with so many blessings, and I believe one of the most important things for those of us who consider ourselves to be Christians, the children of God, is to praise God and give Him thanksgiving and come before His presence and let Him know how much we appreciate what He has done for us. Now, obviously, that involves an attitude. In fact, I suppose you could almost say the attitude of a person will determine whether or not they feel like praising God. You know, if you're constantly pessimistic and thinking about the negative things, constantly looking at yourself and saying, well, I think I am more miserable than others, or you often compare yourself with people that you think are better off than you are, then pretty soon the idea of praise slips away from you and you end up murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. And of course, God wouldn't appreciate that at all. He wants us to be in a joyful relationship with Him. Actually, I believe one of the best ways to get in the attitude or in the mood of praising God is to read the Psalms. David was a fairly moody person himself, and as a matter of fact, you can see this from reading his Psalms. You know that originally these were hymns, these were songs, and they usually had a melody accompanying them, and I can just imagine the melody of some of these psalms where he would be very pessimistic and he would say, where are you, God? Why haven't you answered my prayer? Are you asleep? Are you unconcerned about me? And he would be grumbling and complaining. And then almost just as suddenly, his whole attitude and his entire mood would change. And the almost in the center of the psalm, it changes. You can see this time after time after time as you read the Psalms, that his whole mood will change and he'll begin to realize, I better repent. I better ask God's forgiveness. I better begin thanking Him and praising Him for what He has done for me. Now, one of these beautiful Psalms that I love is Psalm 100. And I think if you were in a kind of a pessimistic mood, let's say, it would be good for you to mark down Psalm 100 somewhere in the front of your Bible or on a little sheet of notepaper that you tuck in your Bible and have that psalm handy, because it would be a good one, a very, very good one for you to read to get in the mood to praise God. For instance, he says, shout joyfully to the Lord. Now, he's not just saying, just say a little prayer now or silently. He said, shout joyfully, lift up your voice, you know, and let it be heard. And he's talking to all the earth. He says, everybody, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. You can see that he's in a very upbeat mood here, and that he wants us to recognize, first of all, that God is our maker. He's the one that created us. He owns us. We belong to Him. He preserves us. He takes care of us. So it isn't that we are being given a set of instructions here that we should do in order that God would save us. In fact, it's to tell God that we understand we have already been saved by Him, that He has made us, we are His, we belong to Him, He has preserved us, He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, and as such, we are coming to glorify Him and praise Him and give Him thanks. You know, I think this whole idea of attitude is a very important one. In fact, let's just use a couple little illustrations from daily life. Let's say that you've had a really rough month. Let's say you've been really ill this past month. Now, that can get somebody down pretty easily. You know, you can start to feel blue. You start to feel as though your days are going by and they're pretty miserable and you're not feeling well and you're in bed and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All this can be a very negative thing. And so it's pretty normal to mumble and complain about being sick for a month. But think of it the other way. Maybe the rest of the year has been excellent. Maybe you've had very wonderful health the last 6 months, except for this past month. Maybe the 5 months before that, you didn't even think of thanking God that every day you were well, and every day you were able to go to work, and every day you should have been praising Him for His goodness. You see, it's just a matter of attitude, isn't it? Now, let's say it's been 12 months that you've been ill. Maybe you've been fighting cancer for 15 years. Maybe you've had all kinds of negative things happening in your life. Maybe you've had a family relationship where one of your children has forsaken the family and kind of rebelled and left, and everything had been miserable for years, let's say. But what about the years before that? Or what about the years that are still to come? You see, your attitude is going to shape how you feel toward God, whether you are willing to thank Him and praise Him and extol His name and sing praises to Him, or whether you're going to mumble and grumble and complain. So I would suggest you look at things like this. Let's say that in a recent downturn in the market, you lost $100, let's say. All right. That's tough. Maybe it's been $1,000. Now, I know that this voice of mine is being heard around the world. We're being heard in China. We're being heard in India. We're being heard in Africa. We're being heard in 46 different languages all over the world. And I know other places in the world, maybe things are not quite as bad, or they could be worse. They could be worse. There are some countries in the world where poverty is taken over and famine. You see, there's all kinds of things going on in the world. And when you're on an international broadcast such as God has given us the marvelous privilege of being, there are Christians listening all over the world. So take your circumstance, whatever it is. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $1,000. Maybe in a few cases it's $10,000. Who knows? But God knows individually. He knows whether we're in poverty. He knows whether we have food to eat. He knows what the circumstances are. And what He wants us to do is realize that He has made us and created us. He has loved us. He has forgiven us. He has taken our sins away. He has given us the gift of eternal life. He's prepared heaven for us someday to live with Him eternally there after we've lived our life here on this earth. And so He wants us to praise Him and thank Him. Now, get in that attitude and in that mood and look at Psalm 100 again. I just think that's a beautiful psalm. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us. And not we ourselves. We didn't put ourselves here. He put us here. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Just think of Him being our good shepherd, taking care of us. And especially when we're sick or hungry or in need, how He takes care of us and gets us from one spot to another, and how He feeds us and blesses us. And then He says, now make sure you enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Come to the house of God. Come to the house of prayer. Go to that spot in your room or in your cottage or in your house where you pray to Him. And you feel, you read His word there and you feel His presence there and you meditate on His word and you think about the things that He wants you to think about. Just think of those things and you will, your heart will start to turn to joy. Now, one of the things that I think is important is that you be contented. If you're constantly wanting something you don't have and constantly wanting more, then you can't be too happy. Then you're pretty miserable and you probably do more complaining than praising. So the whole idea here is for you to keep in mind that God has blessed you with every good gift. You know, there's a type of honey that forms in flowers, and if you just think of a honeybee for a minute, flying around, and it lands in a flower, and maybe this flower is a little older or a little bigger. It's been around a month or so, let's say, and there's no honey left in it. Now what? Can you picture the bee getting disgusted, coming to the edge of the flower and flying off in madness and flurries? No, a bee doesn't do that. You know what a bee does? It flies around a little bit, and then it realizes, well, there's no honey here. I'll go in for the farina, F-A-R-I-N-A, by the way. That's a word, I'm just going to translate it wax, W-A-X. And so the bee goes deeper into the flower, way deep into the flower, and the little hairs, the little fuzziness on the bee's legs, brush up against this farina. And this farina, this wax, begins to accumulate on his legs. And he has a bundle of wax there on each of his legs. And after he gets a full load of wax, he takes off, flies back to the honeycomb where the honey is being deposited, and deposits the wax so that the honey has a place for the wax to be, and it makes a honeycomb. Now, the point I'm trying to make is maybe you're not finding much honey right now, but maybe you're finding wax, and that's needed too, and God is giving you the wax to preserve the honey. You see, what I'm trying to suggest is think carefully of every good thing God has done for you. Not only does he give you honey, but he gives you the wax so that you can store the honey for when it's needed. In every way, praise God and give him thanks for caring for you. He loves you more than anyone. He cares for you more than anyone. And he has prepared eternally for you heaven as your eternal home. God loves you. Praise his holy name. Honor him by praising him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.